ואלה שמויס בני ישראל הבא מצרוימה. Philip Bush, he writes that there's a Rosh Tevis. Ve'eil Shmois is a Rosh Tevis. V'chayiv Odom Likrois Batoira, or Likrois HaParsha, Shnayim Mikro Ve'echa Targum. There's a Rosh Tevis. And the Emes is, if you look in the Balaturim also says a similar Rosh Tevis, more Barichas. Ve'eil Shmois B'nei Yisrael, V'odom Asher Loimit HaSedra, Shnayim Mikro Ve'echa Targum. So Bnei Yisrael, Bekoil Noyim Yoshir, Yich Yeshonim Rabbis Aruchim Lo'ilam. A Rosh Tevis on the Inyan of Shnayim Rekevech HaTargim. There's an interesting diuk that the Balaturim doesn't say B'chayiv. The Levush says Chayiv Odom Likrois Batayra Shnayim Rekevech HaTargim. The Balaturim starts off V'odom Asher Lo'imid, that is, he has that Rechus Yomim, he promises him. He doesn't say B'chayiv. And it's interesting, this is the Balaturim, is the Tor. The Tor in Siman Reish Pei Hei also. He doesn't say Chayiv. Tzorich li zoher zok the tour. Likrei shnayim mekev echatarim. The mechaber taka says chayiv. Chayiv adam likrei shnayim. The balaturim is going with shitasa in the tour. That is not a chiv. That was I heard over Rav Chaim Kanievsky, b'shem Rav Chaim Kanievsky, that if a person is mesupik, if he did shnayim mekev echatarim, so it's suffered their eyes to lechumra. So it's meretach megan achiv their eyes. Interesting that the tour doesn't say chayiv. Why dafk over here is there a remez for shnayim mekev echatarim? And even more, Be'emes earlier it says in Parshas Vayigash, Ve'eil Shmois B'nei Yisrael. Over there they don't say the Remez. You have the same words, Ve'eil Shmois. You could have said the Rosh Tevis. But Bekentain, it's a Chizik. We're starting a new Sefer. You have to know, Takas the Shail on the Poitkim. The person is behind. He's up to still Parshas Toldes. He's up to a few weeks behind. Should he start fresh, Naim Rikah, from the week's Parsha or not? Kentain state the Remez. We're starting a Naya Cheshvin, a Naya Sefer. Ve'eil Shmois, Zomamakis Naim Rikah Vechatar. There's another reason why Dafkes Maram is here. You have the Tzukim here of the Shemais of the Shvatim. There's no Targum. The Targum says again, Reuven Shimon Levi Yehuda. So Dafko over here, maybe we're being Machadish, that there's still a din of Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum, even when it says Reuven Shimon. The Emes is the Gemara Brachas Tavchet says, Chai Yivadim Likra Vecha Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. And the Gemara says, actually it doesn't say Chai. The Gemara's blessing is, Lo'oilam Yashlam Adam Parshi Yosef Imatzibor Shnayim Mikra Vecha Targum. Afilu Atorois V'divoy. That tzukim that doesn't say really a targum. So Rashi says, because there's no targum there, the chiddush is you say it three times. Fred Tzitzis, you're looking for a dugma of a pasuk that it doesn't say a targum, that the targum is the hainu hak of the pasuk. Let it quote, afilu ruben v'shimon. So Tzitzis learns they're different, that a Torah is the demon had the targum Yerushalmi. And you're supposed to say the targum Yerushalmi the third time. But over here by ruben v'shimon avad, the shnai mikav at the targum, is the pasuk say, I mean, you can look at the targum and say it, but it says the same thing. It says ruben v'shimon, and that's the chiddush, that even over here the shnai mikav. The Ma'is that's brought down La'aloch and Siman Reish Pehei. The Machaber over there brings down and says, Beis, though, that learning Rashi is also like Targum. There's some say that Rashi is learning like Targum. And therefore he says, Yori Shemayim Yikra Gam Targum Vagam Rashi. In the Velt, the Da'avart, it's a school for Yori Shemayim. If the Machaber says that a Yori Shemayim learns Targum and Rashi, it's like, Bezoi, it's a school for Yori Shemayim, Taka, to do Shemayim Yikra Vecha Targum with Rashi. As he states, the Machaber rupt them on a Yori Shemayim. The Mishnebura there is Mazda, that there's a Maile in Rashi, because Rashi is Mefarsh of Pichazal. And the Targum, the Maile, is that it was Nitin Misinai. Targum is Misinai. Uncle's word, but it's Misinai. And also, he's Mefarsh every word. Rashi's not Mefarsh every word. So that's why it's an Indian to do both. Yori Shemayim does both. Yeah, the Pasuk continues, Vayomet Yosef V'chol Echo V'choil HaDoir HaHu. The entire generation was missing. The Sfurna, the Rashbam, they say, Kol HaDoir HaHu means all the Shivim Nafesh. All the Shivim Nafesh that went down to Mitzrayim were Nitzvah. So I saw Rabbi Shulam Diskin asks, and also I saw Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky, it's partially not true. We know for sure that some of the Shivim Nafesh weren't Nitzvah. Serach Bat Asher was there B'Shas Yitzias Mitzrayim. Yecheved is still around. She was from the Shivim Nafesh. She was Noilu Zayn HaKoymes. And there's Mekoyr is also from Chazal, that Bela ben Yisachar is still around. And Rabbi Shulay asks from certain midrashim that you see that certain one of the 70 were around. How could the Rashbam and the Sforna say that none of them were left? B'choyl HaDorah, who goes on the Shivim Nafesh? It's interesting. Rabbi Chaim Kanievsky also asks that, but he has a list. He from various midrashim. The Ikri has a Yalkut in Parshas Baloyschot that gives the list of who the Shivim Zkanim were. And at the list of the Shivim Zkanim, there's a long list. A lot of them are from the original Shivim Nafesh. Chetzin and Chomel B'nei Ruben, there's a whole long list. So it's very shmer on the Rashbam and the Sforn. Now Pare has an Eitzah, right? Hovon is Chak Maloi
Ten year ban, the nice of Gamhu al Sainenu, he's worried that the Yidden are gonna, they're not gonna maybe right away attack the Mitzrayim. They're Afadim of the Mitzrayim, but if there's a Melchama with someone else, then they're gonna club Tzu with the Oyev. Now the Gemara says in Sayyid of Yid Aleph that Pari was trying to be Metakis Eitzah. Zok the Gemara, Shloisha Hayu Ba'oisei Eitzah. There were three people with Pari by this Eitzah of going against the Yidden. Bilam, Eoyv, and Yisrei. Zok the Gemara, Bilam she Yoat Nera. Bilam gave the Eitzah, so he was killed. Eoyv she Shosak Nidden be Yisur. Eoyv kept quiet, so he was Nidden to have Yisur. Yisur Eoyv. Yisrei she Barach, he ran away. Zokum ibn Nebonok she Yeshu Belishya Sagodis. Now it says over here, Bilam gave the Eitzah, so he was killed. The Emes is the Machloikis Atzugis. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Kuvav Shala Hu Minal Rav Chanina. A min asked Rav Chanina, how old was Bilam when he was killed? Pinchas killed Bilam, right? Bilam went hanging up in the air, and Pinchas said Hashem Mefarsh, and he killed Bilam. Al Kalaleim, he killed him. In the end of Sefer Bamidbar. How old was Bilam when he was killed? So Rav Chanina said, Rishoyim don't live through half their life. Bilam my bazar was plusin vitlasai plusin arabi. He was 33-34 years old. Adai paskin Rav Chanina. So Rashi up in art and Sanhedrin Kuvav, Yivavar, it's a machlaikis. You have Rav Simoi over here in Soitadat Yir Aleph. Rav Simoi in Soitadat Yir Aleph says, Shloisha ha'yu ba'ayzei Eitzah, Bilam was by this Eitzah of Parai. Zok Rashi, if Bilam was by this Eitzah of Parai, that means Bilam has to be at least 210 years old, Zok Rashi. That means it's a Shver Rashi. I don't know why he has to be 210. 160, 170 covers associated. But Rashi Taka says he was 210. Or Brazil, he wasn't 33. So he said it's a machlokes, Rav Simoi and Rav Chanina. We spoke already other times that there's Makoiris and Targum Yonison and Daskein and Balatoisis that Lovan is Bilam. There's others say that Lovan, that Bilam was an article of Lovan, but there is Makoiris in Chazal that Lovan is Bilam. If Lovan is Bilam, then he's even more than 200 years old. That's a third sheet. That Bilam was even much more than, but that's a machlokes. If Bilam was only 33 when he was killed, or he was one of the people that was by Eitzah. Now, Eoyv was also by Eitzah, and he was Nidden by Yisurim. Zot of Chaim Shmulevitz, what's the pshat? That he gets Yisurim? He says, when Eoyv had Yisurim, he gave a Gishrei. He screamed from his Yisurim. This is the tie on it. Eoyv sheshosak Nidden by Yisurim. He should have screamed. It shouldn't have been Shosak. It should have been Shosak by Achak HaSavach. It should have been Sabach Miyad. It should have been Sabach. What's Farah Sabach? How much is Sabach? The amount of screaming that all the Yisurei Eoyv, if you learn of Eoyv, the Gevald, the Shrekach Yisurim that he had, that Yisurei that Eoyv had to make from all of Yisurim, that's the scream he should have been when he heard about this Eitzah against the Yidden. It's a Mida Geneged Mida, it's exact. That's the amount of screaming he should have done. That amount of the Yisurim, the Yisurei from any Yisurim. On the other hand, it's interesting, the fact of Chaim Shmulevitz in the same Shmuz. Bilam was much worse. Bilam gave the Eitzah, and he was killed. Without Yisurim, he was killed. So he says, Shtei thought that all the Yisurei Shabbailam, Yasser Yisrani Ka, Abivala Mavet Lainis Nanani. Mavet is still the worst oinet, a harder oinet. He talks about the Indian of Oisher Achayim, that even Achayim Mola Yisurin is Taka Gefer, but it's not Mavet. Mavet is worse, Bilam gets Mavet. The Pasuk continues, Vayimoru et Chayeyem, Zok to Grob, Vayimoru et Chayeyem, the truck is Kadma Ba'azwa. So he says, because the MS, the Yidden was supposed to be, the Gzeir was 400 years. And in the end, they were only 210 years. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chishev Esakeit. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a cheshbin that if they're going to stay in all 400 years, they're going to be falling into the Nun Shari Tumah. And also the Vavodim Ve'inu Oysam was much worse. By Yimoru was Chayeyan. So Be'em is like this. Really, they deserve to be there for 400 years. But they deserve a certain amount of Inoy of that 400 years. By Yimoru was Chayeyan. Kadma Ba'azla was up there. They went out earlier. Kadma Ba'azla, they went out earlier. They went out earlier 190 years. Kadma Ba'azla is Gematria 190. Kadma Ba'azla, they went out 190 years earlier. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chishev Et HaKeitz. Keitz is 190. Lachmanya also was 190. That's all you thought that Shaykh said. But Akuponim, he was Kadma Ba'azla, he was Chishev the Keitz 190 because of the extra Yisurim. The Vayimaru Et Chayeyim was good for the reason why they went out earlier. Because it was Vayimaru Et Chayeyim, that extra Meriris. So they were yoyster already there 400 years. That's the Kadma Ba'azla that he went out early, which is 190. Because 400 minus 210 is 190. The Briskerot says that it's the Anderabot. We know that on the other hand, Chazal said they were supposed to be 400 years, but we chesmin it from late at Yitzchok. Zok the Briskerot, the Emes, there's two dinim here. And he said that's Givaldik, what it means. Chishiv et hakeit. There's a Givaldik chesmin going on here. On one hand, he didn't have to be Ger Be'eretz Loilohem. That had to be the sky in 400 years. And that was the sky in 400 years. That was from late at Yitzchok. On the other hand, they also need Avodim Ve'inoisim in Mitzrayim 400 years. Where's the 400 years of Mitzrayim? You can't count that from Leibniz Yitzchak. Terech says, Vayimaru Eschayim, the extra Mariris counts for 400. But there's also a Glatz Cheshbon of 400, of Gerith Lailet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Chishim as a case, the exact Cheshbon of how much extra Mariris, that 210 years worth of Mariris, adds up exactly to the also the Cheshbon of the 400 years. That Beidr Dinan, side of the of the 400 years from Yitzchak, and side of the of the Kadim of Adad, the Vayimaru who came out to the exact Cheshbon. Thus is Chishim as a case. Now Paro wants to kill all the Zacharim, so he comes to the Miyalbis, Shema Achas, Shifra of Shema, Shema is Pua. The Gemara says in Soita Dav Yirali, that Shifra and Pua is Yecheved and Miriam. There's another Mount Yomer that is Yecheved and Elisheva. Elisheva is just Aaron. It was not a mother and a daughter, a mother and a daughter-in-law. Now the Maisi Yecheved and Miriam were Miriam was in a via, yeah? They were Groysa mentioned, and they're called Shifra and Pua. Al-Shem Shem Shaperet, that's a Vlad. Al-Shem Shapoyel of Vlad. That's what their name is. That's their whole Mahus. So the Emet says, yeah, they saved Klal Yisrael from this. This is Taka the Maila. But I heard one from a Beryl. He said, Rebel Salvechik, that they came to Pari with an excuse. Pari said you should kill them. They came with an excuse. They said, you can't kill them. We're not Miyalbis. By the time we come, Kichoyosein, they already gave birth. They're like Chayas HaSadah, they already gave birth. What's our job? Our job is only Shifra and Pur. Our job is only after the Leda. We're Mishaperet at the Vlad. We're Poyel of Vlad. You came to us with a Chesed, we should kill them. We're Miyalbis, and we should kill the kids before they're born. No, we're only Shifra and Pur. We're only Mishaperet and Poyel of Vlad. It's after the Leda already, because Kichoyosein. Now this pshat is telling the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan. Rashi taka to learn that Pua was Hashem Shepoyel Vlad, that the baby cries, so she says she calms down with koilas. But Rabbeinu Chanan, Tosis and Soita, and Dafidal brings Rabbeinu Chanan on a different pshat, that sometimes the baby wouldn't want to come out, so she was poyel, she said a certain lechisha that would bring the baby out. If that's the pshat, then it's still before the later. So it doesn't stem with this vart that the whole zogach of Shifra and Pua was the same. It's not our fault, it's really after the later. That's telling the machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan. But the Ren HaMiyalei to Zolikim, they didn't listen to Paroi, so therefore they got a schar Vayaslehem Botim. Vayaslehem Botim. So Rashi says Botik Huna Leviya, Zokti Briskerov, why Dr. Botik Huna and Leviya? Because the Emes Paroi didn't want to kill the Nekavis. And if Paroi didn't want to kill the Nekavis, Klal Yisrael is not going to be destroyed. As long as there's Yiddish Imam, there's Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, you go bust the aim. Over Yichus of Kahuna and Leviya you won't have. If all the Zacharim of Klal Yisrael are killed out, you'll still have a Klal Yisrael. As long as there's one Isha of Klal Yisrael left, you can still have a Klal Yisrael. Akam Abba Bas Yisrael is the Vadi Yisrael. But with killing out all the Zacharim, you won't have Yichus, you won't have Kahuna and Leviya. So in the Schut that they didn't kill out the Zacharim, there's Zoichus of Kahuna and Leviya. The Rashbam said a different shot. The Rashbam said, Vayat Lehem Botim, Parah gave them Botim. Pashab Jarash is going on, where Rashi learned is going on Kodesh Baruch with Mezakit and with Botim and Leviya. But the Rashbam says Vayaklam Batim is going on Pari. Why is Pari giving them Batim? I once heard of Pshat. The Miyalis were Ernst, the Chevet and Miriam. They wanted to save Klal Yisrael. So Pari had a plan. He said, Stam, if they push the Miyalis Taka, they're not going to listen to me. But I'm going to give them a Choshev Estela. I'm going to make them the chief midwife of the whole institute of the thing. Vayaklam Batim. He gave them a Gansa Choshev Estela. You'll be in charge. He thought maybe by giving them this chashivas, this maimed of Batim, maybe then they'll take a listen to his plan. It was a shaykhadazah. And it didn't work, but he ran on Yalvis as Omiki. So then he made a different zayr. Kol abein ha-yiloi ha-yo-oyra tashlichu. V'chol abbas t'chayim. So, see this avart. Avartal. Kol abein ha-yiloi ha-yo-oyra tashlichu. The sons, you have to throw them into the water. Ein mayim al-atayra. The sons have to sit and learn. Kain is only against the Arabs. Of what the time with Parnosa, the Chol Habat, the Chayim, that the Noshim Taka make the Parnosa. Is that? Vayelech Ishmi Beit Levi, Vayikach Et Bas Levi, Amram married Doidosoi, Amram married Yechevet. Now all the Mepharshim ask, how could Amram marry Yechevet? It's also to marry Doidosoi. Can you do what we already said over the Ramban and Parshas Toldos, that this that the Ovis with a Kayim Kolatai Rakula was only in Eretz Yisrael, not in Chutz Laretz. So in Chutz Laretz, Amram was able to marry Yecheved. As Zoyz of the Ramban, he spoke about it. The Ramban talks about Yaakov Moshe Beis Achoyos and other Kashas. He also mentions the last song, the Ramban mentions over there also, that's why Amram was Noisei Deidosoi, because it was in Chutz Laretz. We mentioned already Vishai Tevan, the Nefesh Chaim, says the Mahalach, that even though the Ovis kept the whole Torah before Matan Torah, but they kept it not because they were Mamash of Baruch Yuvah, Mitzvah V'Oisa, not of them. That's in the Orach Chaim and Parshas Vayechi, we missed last week. The Orach Chaim and Parshas Vayechi has a whole Arichas on what's exactly the level of of the Madrega that the others kept all Torah? Was it Mamash together of Eini Mitzuvah V'Oisa or a different Madrega? What's Ginoi together? But Akoponim, the Nefesh HaChaim says they only did it because Alpi Sichlam and Alpi Hasagosam and Ruchnius, they saw that they're supposed to make a Te'el for doing the mitzvahs. When a person does mitzvahs, does Tikkunim in the Islam HaSahog Yoinim. But Amol, since it's before Ma'an Torah, you're allowed to make Cheshbonis. Yakim was nice to Beza Chayus because he saw that this is how he's supposed to be Ma'an Klal Yisrael. After Ma'an Torah, you can't make such Cheshbonis. That was the whole point of Chayta Egel. They thought that they could, even after Ma'an Torah. And that's a mistake. After Ma'an Torah is only Kasha Tziv Hashem. Before Ma'an Torah, you can make Cheshbonis. And Avram saw the Chochmah that's going to come to Mashiach and Shal Yisrael from over here. So Vayelach Ishmi Beis Levi, Vayikach and Bas Levi. The Faran Azay, the Ma'i says Azay. The Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, Perek Tes Halacha Aleph. We spoke about this Rambam other times. Al Shisha Dvarim Nitzava Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon was Nitzava with six mitzvahs. Avay Dezara, Birchas Hashem, Shvichas Domim, Gili Arayis, Gzela, and Dinim. Shisha mitzvahs to Adam Arishon. Hoitav Alov Noyach, Abram and Achai. By Noyach was Nitzav, we know the Sheva mitzvahs for Noyach. Six were already given to Adam Arishon. Adam Arishon wasn't given Abram and Achai because Adam Arishon wasn't allowed to eat Basar B'chlav. Only after the Mabul, Dr. Ramban and other Rishayim, that Noyach saved the world. So the animals owe their existence to him, so Ibazoi, they're Meshuvah to him, so Noyach could eat from the animal. So now Noyach was given Heter of Basar, so he's in Stav at the seventh mitzvah. Sheva mitzvah B'nei Noyach, even Abram and Achai. The Rambam then continues, Hoyt of Abram, Milot, and Shachris. Yitzchok was Moisif, Maisris, and Tfilas Mincha, and Yaakov was Moisif, Gid Hanoshe, and also Tfilas Meir. And then the Rambam continues, we spoke that the Rambam doesn't say Yehuda was Moisif Mitzvah Yibam. Vayis says that the Yibam of Yehuda was only the Gedder of Avraham Avinu Kayim Kol HaTorah Kula. Not the Etzem Achiv, he doesn't mention it. Not like a certain Medrash that does mention Yehuda was Moisif Yibam. But then the Rambam adds, Ubi Mitzrayim Nitzava Avraham the Mitzvah Yitzeris. In Mitzrayim, Avraham was given a few mitzvahs. Achiv Moisif Rabbeinu Vishlima Kol HaTorah Kula Yodah. So the Seder Avraham was Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noyach. The Ovois Avraham Yitzvah Yaakov, each one was Moisif a Tfilah. Plus one more mitzvah, Mila, Maizrus, and Gid Anoshe. Amram added a few more mitzvahs until the Torah was Nishlamayde Moshe Rabbeinu. Frek the Kesef Mishnah, Frek the Radvaz. Which mitzvah is Moshe Rabbeinu? Is Amram adding? Amram Avad was the God Lador, but which mitzvah is he Moisif? And Bemis, you can be Moisif that it's a Pelas Kenegede Gemara. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Afnenvah, Ether mitzvahs mitzvahu b'mora. By the time the Yidden were in Mora, they had 10 mitzvahs. Sheva mitzvahs b'nei Noyach, plus Shabbos kibbut ha've'eim v'dinim. There's a shayla, of course, is the gears of Shabbos kibbut ha'eim v'dinim or Shabbos pora aduma v'dinim. We spoke about it a different time. It's the Gan Tzarichas. We'll put that on the side. But on Kuponim, there was 10. It doesn't mention Amram's extra mitzvahs. Which is Amram's extra mitzvahs? So the Maratchis in Soita, that his base, he says that the mitzvahs that Amram was moisted was Gerushin and Kiddushin. Vayelach ish mi beis levi, vayikach et bas levi, vayikach, kicha kicha, lekuchin yesh lepot. Amram was mechadish in yonam of Gerushin and Kiddushin. And he brings down, he says, ayin in a sefer, shuvas makoim shmuel, from Rav Shmuel Ashkenazi. So the emes in the end of shuva, he speaks by Richa that Amram, the emes divorced Yocheved after he had Aaron and Miriam. And he explained even that Emes, what was Amram's plan, right? At the Gezer al Ascharim, Pari Gezer al Ascharim, At the Gezer al Ascharim, Bel and Akevis. Amram wanted there shouldn't be a Kal Yisrael. So the Cheshbon HaVada was that Amram wanted only that they should get divorced after you have a Ben Vibas. And Taka, Amram already had a Ben Vibas, Aaron and Miriam, so he divorced them. And it even says, Taka, there's a Targum Yoinison, we spoke about this also in a different parasha, that when Amram divorced Yecheved, Yecheved went and married Elitzophon Ben Parnoch. And she was Noilat from Elitzophon ben Parnoch, Eldad and Medad. Eldad and Medad, the two Nevi'im, the extra Nevi'im, were Moshe Rabbeinu's half-brothers. They were the sons of Yecheved that she married Elitzophon ben Parnoch. Bethan is another Shita that says, Fakir, Amram had a different wife, and he had Eldad and Medad, is also Moshe's half-brothers from Amram. But according to this, Targum Yonason, in Parshas Ba'aloyitzcha by Eldad and Medad, that Amram divorced Yecheved, but his question was because he already had a Ben Ubas, and instead she went and married Elitzophon ben Parnoch. Now the problem is, so how is Amram Masa Grushasa? If he was Vaitavais, he was only Mechadish Kedushin and Gerushin. But he wasn't Mechadish Masa Grushasa. So says, without this Targum Yonason, we know Chazal said he divorced her and then he took her back. There's no problem. But Masa Grushasa Misha Nisis, and it says here that she had, Yecheved had Eldad and Medad, and she married Elitzophon ben Parnoch, it's a problem of Masa Grushasa. Vaitavais Masa Grushasa, he wasn't the kind. I, the Ovid, kept the whole Torah Kedushin in them, but it's Chutzlar, and Chutzlar, they didn't keep it. So the mitzvah you say is that Amram was Mechadish was Kedushin and Gerushin, but not the Indian of Masa Grushasa, and he took her back. There's still a few problems here. First of all, there's the Gemara on Shabbos. Teches that says that Moshe Rabbeinu was the third child, Shlishi Labetin, right? The Gemara says that Klal Yisrael was given the Torah, the Amtli Yisrael. He gives a whole thing of threes over there. That the Tanah would be Yisrael, and the Torah, that's Torah to be Mitzvah Magansa. One of the threes is that Moshe Rabbeinu was Shlishi Labetin. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't Shlishi Labetin. According to the Targum Yonasan, Yocheved, before it was Noilat Moshe Rabbeinu, gave birth to Elder and Maiden. Moshe Rabbeinu was Chamishi Labetin, according to this Chazan. No, but the felt always much as Bachlau. What was Yecheved? Azach Chutzpah. Yeah, Amram divorced her because he held that you're supposed to divorce the wife. So she went to marry somebody else. No, you have to know. Yecheved was a generation above Amram. Amram was the god Lador, but Yecheved was his aunt. He was from a free generation. She was from a free generation. But according to the way we're learning, it's a valid good because the only reason Amram divorced her is because he already had Ben Ubas. But at least often Ben Paranam didn't yet. And then he had two sons. So Lamaita Amram is Machzer at Yecheved, and then it's Noel the Moshe Rabbeinu. She sees that he was toiv. Nismali abayis kulei oirim. The house was lit up. If you do it, the parish of Mishnayis of the Tiferes Yisrael at the end of Masechta Kedushin brings a mavelika story that there was a person that was able to look at the parts of a person, and he was able to see if the person's midos are ra or toiv. And he looked at a picture of Moshe Rabbeinu and he said, "This is a person that's mushchis b'chol hamidos magunos v'royis of oirim." And they went to be mavarei for Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu said, "Yeah, don't think that. Don't fire this guy. He has a good job. He's able to see chokmas aparsim. He taches is the right thing." Now I was misgaber on all the midas rois. As I granted that Moshe Rabbeinu Bemis was roy to be the biggest mushkas, and a lot of the gedolei achronim were very, very sharp against it. It's printed in every in the Tiferes Yisrael at the end of kedushin. They were very against this chas v'shol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a kodesh mirechem. Shteitoch v'teiro oisa kitoivu nesmal abayis kuli oira avadiv gor mitchilosi. Moshe Rabbeinu was roy, was miyud legav. Swear to say that fakeret was gor. That was gor fakeret. It's a big tumult. What to say about this Tiferes Yisrael? The Maaseh the Pasuk says kitoivu nesmal abayis kuli oira. There's a very interesting meshech chochma on Megillas Esther. He says Haman made a mistake. He thought that he was all excited. Adar was the year that Moshe Rabbeinu was, the month that Moshe Rabbeinu was nifted. But he didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born. So the Meshech Chochma goes with a chesed like this. He knew Moshe Rabbeinu, that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born. But the klal of a tzaddik is always supposed to be nifted on the same day he was born. Now Haman, Zot the Meshech Chochma Zay. Avada we know Moshe Rabbeinu was nifted by Etzem Hayom Hazeh. Zayin Adar by day. Adar statement first in the Pasuk. By Etzem Hayom Hazeh. On the other hand, when was he born? Avada was born at night. Because it says in the Malah Habayis Kulei Oira, must be it was night. If Pashtein is Azai Shtark Diraya, or Azai Zofte Meshech Chokma, could be Ruchni is Tikalaita, he says, no, Mati Moshe Rabbeinu was born at night. Zofte Haman, the Goy, Trach, that the night and the day is two separate Cheshboinus. The night is not the beginning of that day. So Haman thinks that Moshe Rabbeinu was born Orla Zayin Adar, by him it's still Vob Adar. And really, Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter on Zayin Adar, he wasn't Nifter the same day he was born, so it's a good simon for the Goy. He didn't realize that by the Yidden, the night goes with the day, and it's Takazai and Adar, and it was Mismale, Akadish Baruch, which is Nisam Shaltavika. So it's a simon type for the Yidden. But the Zant is only boy that is Shpar, that Moshe Rabbeinu was born by night. They took Kitoimu, Nismale, Abayis, Kuyoira. So Yecheved couldn't hide him anymore, so she sent it down, and Bat Pari comes and takes him. There's a very interesting medrash, Talpiois, Reb Chaim Kanievsky also brought down, that there were two Yisoymois, Bisya and Sipoira. There were two girls that were sisters, that it was Yisoymus. Bisya bas Parai, she was adopted by Parai. And Sipoira bas Yisra, she was adopted by Yisra. Yisra and Parai are shits from there by the Shloisha Hayyavai Se'etan. And they both adopted these two daughters, these two sisters. One of them is the one that saves Moshe from the water, and the other one is the one Moshe then ends up marrying. Bisya and Sipoira were sisters, and they weren't the sons of Parai, the daughter of Parai and Yisra. So they put him in, and she hears Vihine Nar Boiche. Right? Rashi says, Koilei Kenar. The Chizkuni grad learns that Aaron was crying. Being a Nar Boich is not Moshe Rabbeinu. Aaron was also standing there by the riverside, and Aaron was crying. Nar is going on Aaron. Of a pasuk that koy like Nar, so she wants to call someone to feed him. So Miriam comes and says, "I'll bring you Isha Meinekes from an Ivriyis because Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to be Yinoik from a Goyta. Pesha Odu Davar Mashchina Yinoik Midover Tomei Chatz V'Shol. There's a halach in your day. Simon pay out." Siv Zayin, the Ramah Paskins, Chol of Mitzvahs Kachol of Yisraelis. The emphasis is you can be yoinik from a goyish lady, but mikol mokim la yoinik tinoik mina mitzvahs. It's better that you shouldn't be yoinik from a goy from a goyta in efshar be Yisraelis. The chalav avoydes kechavim mitamtim es aleiv umoyilud leitemera. Chol from a goyta is gives timtim aleiv. Zok to be ragroth in art on this halacha. What's the makar? Gemara soita. Pesha also the davar mashchina that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to drink from the goyim. Praying the mafarshim, Kum Fakert. It's a Raya Fakert. State that the reason Moshe Rabbeinu didn't eat the Chalav from the Goita is because he's a Bazundra Madrega. We said Kitoibu, right now, like the first Israel. Kitoibu. Pesh is also the Dabra Mashchino and the Pakish. Mashma Stama Yiddish Akint. Megye. So what? This is the Makor for the Halacha that you shouldn't. It says Dabka by Moshe Rabbeinu. So they say over for Rav Yankov Kamenetsky, he says, Shteta Gavalki Yisoid Mchinuch. Avad, the Yisoid Taka by Moshe Rabbeinu was Pesha Oslo Dabra Mashkin. So what do you want to be like? As Stama Yiddish Akint name. Sinish Dot Stama Yiddish Akint. The attitude of every parent has to be by his baby already. Dot Gate 9 Pesha Oslo Dabra Mashkin. Already from the beginning, when he's 2 days old. Already, lo yonik menatinoik me menayve let's kechavin. And we have the makars of the biragla. From the end of Gemara, Pesha Oslo Dabra. Dos is doch the doors, Moshe Rabbeinu. Dos Gate 9 the doors, Moshe, next Moshe Rabbeinu. Every child is like this. As long as you look at Yankov Kamenetsky, Pshat in the grow. But on the other hand, I saw the Maratzchias in Saitam and Spakert. He asks the Kasha also, but he goes the other way. He says, State the Chaloch in your day that no one is allowed to drink from a Goita. It's Timtim Aleif. So why by Moshe Rabbeinu do you need a special reason of Pesha Osla Dabra Mashchina? And they put like stop there, like it is a kid. Zot that because it was before Mount Torah. And before Mount Torah was honest. They say, after Mount Torah, it's clear, it's not like the Bir Agro. The Bir Agro says that the Makor of the Din Halach Alamaitim now was learned that from Moshe Rabbeinu. The Meretzchis goes Pofakim. Nowadays is the Halacha that yet the Yiddish Akint. Not because of Pesha Oswald Abra Mashkin. Stop it, it's my life. Now why did the Gemara need the Svar of Pesha Oswald Abra Mashkin? Because it was before Mount Torah. It's the opposite Mahalach. Then that was Masupik. What about a girl? Only a boy? You have to be Makta, not a baby girl. Could he drink from a goiter? The Indian is Pesha Oswald Abra Mashkin. And the Timtim Alek. Does it apply only someone that's going to be Loim Torah? Or even by a Tinoikis? The past is even by a Tinoikis. Now it's interesting, the Ramad there continues in Yoredeya that Lechatchili you should use a Yiddish Meinekis. But then he adds on, V'chein Lechatchala Meinekis, the lady that's feeding the baby, Afilu Yisraelis Dvarim Asurim. A Meinekis, even if she's a Jewish Meinekis, shouldn't eat Macholas Asuris. Because the baby's going to get nene from the milk from the Macholas Asuris. A Matazah. Even if it's a Yiddish Meinekis, she shouldn't eat Trefa food. Avadana, she's a Yiddish, she can't eat Trefa food. So the Mepharshim Mutzon, they say it means if this Meinekis is mamash a choyle, she has no choice, she has to eat non-kosher food, still it's better, she shouldn't be a Meinekis. But I saw the Tartamim who wants to say Pumfaket. He says you have to change the gears. That's a lot. It's v'chein le'toichel ha-Meinekis, afilu kusis dvar ha-masun. The chiddush is even b'dievet, if you are using a goyish Meinekis, be mocked with that the goyish Meinekis should eat kosher food. Even if you're already using the goyish Meinekis, abrachot, v'chein le'toichel ha-Meinekis, afilu kusis dvar ha-masun. The gears still affinity with le'toichel ha-Meinekis, afilu Yisrael. That even though if she's Jewish, it's a mile that the Yiddish one should eat kosher. But they don't want to say no. It's afilu kusis. That even if the Yiddish you're already using a goyish Meinekis, she should be machmer to eat kosher food for the baby. Now Moshe Rabbeinu goes out, vayarbis the loisram, and he sees a mitzvah hitting the yid, vayifen koi vakoi, vayarki enish, and he killed him. There's a Gemara Sanhedrin, daf nun ches, Omer Rav Chanina, oivet kechavim shehikes Yisrael chayiv misa. If a goy hits a yid, not kill the yid, if a goy hits a yid, oivet kechavim shehikes Yisrael chayiv misa. Shenemar vayifen koi vakoi. Shteito that Moshe Rabbeinu killed this mitzri because he was hitting a yid. Shteito that the chayiv misa for benoyach shehikes Yisrael. If I wanted to have a mitzvah, but shteito that then benoyach shehikes Yisrael chayiv misa. And the Rambam brings us halacha. Hilchas Malachim perikir halacha vav. A goy shehikes Yisrael. Afilu chava, but he just hit him. He didn't kill him. But the Rambam says like this: Afishu chayiv misa, even though he's chayiv misa, but ain't neregel. You chayiv misa b'day shemayim, but your bezin doesn't kill him. So there's a chayiv misa b'day shemayim if a goy hits another yid. So the Emes and the Briskarov says based on this, shteif ayifan koy b'choy. Moshe Rabbeinu checked that no one's coming out from him, and then he killed him. If he's chayiv misa, he's chayiv misa. What's this in that you're checking if he's going to have someone coming out from him? What's in the gay if someone's going to come out from him or not? Chayiv misa, chayiv misa. So the Biskarov, because the Emes like it says here, he's not chayiv misa. Afishu chayiv misa ve'ein erogan lo. He's only chayiv b'day shemayim. Which is very interesting. That's why Moshe Rabbeinu killed him with the shame of Mefoyrish. Moshe Rabbeinu killed him b'day shemayim, not bezdendik. Moshe Rabbeinu killed him when someone's being killed b'day shemayim, in shemayim, they make shemayim b'day cheshboinus. Osed odom lo tis menu ein odom lo tis. Because he's not chayiv misa b'day odom. He's chayiv misa b'day shemayim and he's been killed with the shame of Mefoyrish. In such a zamat, if you attack and make cheshboinus, what's going to come out? No, we always spoke out the precious drachim many times, but I want to make it clear, and the kuda from over here on this pasuk taka, and by Yifan Koi Bakoi, Moshe Rabbeinu was killing the mitzvah here. The Prashas Drachim, everyone quotes that there's a Chakira, that the Abbas have a dinner of Benoyah Chor Yisroel. If you look good at the Prashas Drachim, he goes, Avada, starting from when Avraham Avinu was Malasos, they were knowing all the Chumras of Yisroel. That's not the suffix of the Prashas Drachim. Avada, they were knowing all the Chumras of Yisroel. The question is, did they have a dinner of Yisroel even Lakula? Or no? They have to be Machmer like Benoyah Chosa. Look, the Prashas Drachim, and that he brings dozens of rides back and forth. You can say that every parasha we tasted some of it. On this pasuk taka, by Yifan Koy Bakoy, what does the Gemara say? The Mitzri was killing this Yid, and from here we learn out that a Mitzri, no, I'm sorry, it was hitting the Yid. From here we learn out that a Mitzri that hits a Yid, a Benoyach that hits a Yid, is Chayim Mis. But the emes is, if you learn that the Ovis before Matan Torah and Klal Yisrael before Matan Torah are also like Benoyach, you have to be Machmer both ends, so then maybe it's only a Benoyach that's hitting a Benoyach. What's Moshe Rabbeinu's heter to kill him? You have to also reckon the tzad that maybe this Mitzri is hitting another guy. It's not Vada that he's the Yisrael. It's a Suffolk Yisrael, Suffolk Benoit. Or whatever the status of the Prashas Drachim is. So how are you allowed to kill him? So the Prashas Drachim Taka says, this is one of his rise from this Gemara, that they had a din of Vada Yisrael. On the other hand, it's beautiful. He brings a Medrash. The Medrash said that the Mitzri wanted to kill this Yid. The Medrash first stresses. Moshe Rabbeinu checked, and he saw that the Mitzri, the Arab Ish Mitzri Maka, was he wanted to kill him. It's up there, because the Medrash Taka goes at the other sheet. The Medrash holds that the Yidin still had a din of a Benoyach also. If this Mitzri only wanted to hit him, Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't have a right to kill him yet. The Medrash goes talking that Moshe said the case was that the Mitzri wanted to kill. So it's totally in Yenna Machloikis again if he didn't have a din of Benoyach or Yisrael, which can you do with the Prashas Drachim already learned that it's a Machloikis Yosef and the brothers. That was good for the Vikuach. We spoke all the time.
On the guy's
wife, actually. Yeah, he's Prashas Drachim. Now, later on, Moshe Rabbeinu comes to the snare, and the Abish business galloped him by the snare. Vayomer Moshe, Moshe, Vayomer Hinei. Now we know that by the Akedah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was also in his galut Avram Avinu. And he says, Avram, Avram. Now the difference is, the Ruach Chaim, Rav Chaim Volozhin talks about this Barichas in Nefesh HaChaim, and also in Ruach Chaim, in the beginning of Ruach Chaim, that by Moshe, Moshe, there's no hefsek. By Avram, Avram, there's a hefsek. Because by Moshe, Moshe, it was the Madrega of Nevuah of Aspaklari Amihiwa. There was no hefsek. He was called Kuli Ruchnius. There was no hefsekis. And that has to do because Moshe Rabbeinu was on of Mikol Adam. The Rambam explains in Shmoneh Brachim. He was on of Mikol Adam. That means he was called Kuli Ruchni. Moshe Moshe, direct Shaykhis HaKadosh Baruch. No Gashmius Mechitza. By Avram Avram, it says that Avram Avram, there was two. There was Avram the Gashmi, Avram there was the Hefsik. The Hefsik is though. By Moshe Moshe, there's no Hefsik at all. And that's why it says over here, Shal no Lecha me'al Raglecha, Zof of Chaim Balojin. About the Pashup Shad, it means you have to remove your shoes, because it's a Mokum Kaddish. Over the Rav Chaim Balojin is Masber, that the MS, the Neshama of every person is not, everyone thinks his Neshama is over here. The Neshama of a person is not over here near your heart. The Neshama of a person is Roy Shema Giyah Shemaim. It's a double Ruchni, which is Eish, and it goes up to Shemaim. The goof of a person is only like the nal on the neshama. The goof of a person is like the shoe at the tip bottom of the neshama. The neshama is gor of grace is not. I mentioned the neshama. Every person walking in the neshama is gor ad hashamayim. And the Abish was telling Moshe Rabbeinu by the snare, Shal no lecha me'al raglecha. Take your shoes off. Be mispashit in ganzen from your goof. Be mispashit from your goof. And then you'll have the madreig of nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu of aspaklari amiru. The Seis Reb Chaim Volozhin learned that the madreig of nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu of aspaklari amiru already happened by the snare. It's a big machloikas, we'll talk about it after another time, that there's other makairis that the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that Madrega of Aspaklari Meira only happened by Matan Torah. It wasn't there yet at this point. But Rav Chaim Volozhin Kvar is learning that by the snare ready, and this is the first time, Pashtun, that Ayibishtu was Megalatim. First of all, he told him Moshe, Moshe without a hefsik, and he tells him, Shal no lecha me'al raglecha. You should be in a spashin and gansin from your group. You're hitting the Madrega of Aspaklari Meira. But this is a Gavaldiki Yisrael to understand that the group of a person is only the now. There's a famous marshal, they say, a person that spends his whole life in Olam Hazeh worrying about his Gashmias and not enough being the top of his Ruchnias is going to be like Shliach Arteloi V'Romi Misani, the Gemara in Saita, Gemara in Ksubis, that a person that's very, very poor, and he has Tzirisin of a God, but he has very fancy $500 shoes. It's a Chuchat Lula. It would be better if he had tattered shoes also. Punky comes in with the tattered shoes, it's a Chuchat Lula. A mensch is coming up live on the Chameh of Esrim, and he comes out with Oizki puts the Sheikh. His goof is all, yes, yeah, I'll say that. And what's the Mitzvah? That's not the learning from him. Shal no lecha me'al raglecha. So later on, we have in the parsha, the Abish tells Moshe Rabbeinu that they're going to tell the Yidden that they're going to leave Mitzrayim, and you're going to take the begodim of Mitzrayim, v'samtim al b'neichem al b'neichem, you're going to take the Mitzrayim's clothes and you're going to give them to your children. Zokte chasam soifim, why are you going to give them to your children? Take them for yourself. Zokte afashteita, because the Mitzrayim were the moderna, and they had kurtz of begodim, right? up to 150 years ago, and Kali Yisrael was given, since they're given, can jack it. Again, with line of begotten. So they said, I've had the Mitzrayim begotten with the short begotten. And the Yidden have had the ones with long begotten. So when you take the Mitzrayim as begotten, you can't use them for the adults. The short begotten of the Mitzrayim is good for the children, for them. It's going to be a long beggar. The Samtav of the Nechem of the Nechem. The Chassam Shleifer's time is when it was starting the thing of the modernization. So this is what he wanted to say, the Ashkola. That it was only, no, they weren't going to take the Mitzvah of God for themselves. They were going to take the Mitzvah of God and the Samtam of the Nechem of the Nechem. The short beggar of the Mitzvah is going to be a long beggar for the child. That Abraham to tell Moshe Rabbeinu that it's time to go save Klal Yisrael. And he tells him, don't worry, ki meisu kol ha'anoshem ha'mevachshem et nafshecha. Dostan and Abiram, they want to kill you, they already died. Now we know that they didn't die. So the Gemara explains in the Durim, of Samach Dalit, and on the Zayin, also Gemara Nabar the Zohar Dafei, that they didn't die, they became Aniyim. And Ani Choshev Kemeis. Now Be'emes, it's very meduik that they didn't die. How does the Gemara know? Maybe it means that they died. So the Ran learns over there in the Durim, because whenever it says, Mitzim, Mitzavim, it's always Dostan Bavirim. And we see Dostan Bavirim Adil later, so obviously they didn't die. But I think it's meduik in the Etzem Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Ki meisu kol ha'anoshim ha'mevakshim es nafshecha. They should say, Ki meisu kol ha'anoshim asher bikshu es nafshecha. They're still being mevakish es nafshecha. Obviously, they're still around. No, don't worry, they're mevakish es nafshecha, but they're dead. What does it mean they're dead? That they're aniyim.
Morris
says, Morris says, the Ran of Zayin brings the Gemara. Yeah, I'm holding the Ran of Zayin. Yeah, the Ran brings the Gemara. But the Chayr is, if you're in the Pasuk alay, ha'mevakshim es nafshecha. Now the Ma'aser, the Gemara says there in the Samach Dalet that arba chashuvim kemeis, oni, mitzoyra, sumo, and misha ein lebonim. So, fregin the Rishonim, the Ran over there in Tosis, Tosis Navoi Zora, another Rishonim. How do you know that Dostan Avirim became aniyim? Obviously, they didn't die because they're still around. But how do you know they became aniyim? Maybe they became mitzoyroyim, maybe they became sumo, maybe they're ein lebonim, or they became ein lebonim. I don't know what it means. That's what Naman Soma. Okay. But that's the Rishonim's kasha. So Taisan Abai the Zohar says, no, it has to be that they have no money. Because if they have money, then they're still dangerous. They can paralyze by power. Even if they're Mitzrayim and they're a Summa. If they have money, they'll be able to still be, they're still dangerous for Moshe Rabbeinu. The only way to understand that they died and don't worry about it, Moshe Rabbeinu, has to be because they're Aniyim. Now that's the Taisan Abai the Zohar. But the Ran goes different. The Ran says like this. He says, if you want to ask Ein Loi Bonim, that's a good terrace. Stop it. Ein Loi Bonim, obviously that's not what happened, because just because Ein Loi Bonim, they could still fail us. But Mitzoyra and Suma, he says, is still Shver. Maybe they became a Mitzoyra or a Suma. The Ran understands that if they would have become a Mitzoyra or a Suma, that would also prevent them, even though they have money, prevent them from being able to fail us. So what's the Gemara's right? They became Aniyim. Maybe they became a Mitzoyra and a Suma. And we'll be Moises to the Kasha. The Gemara brings a makar to each one of these things. Arba chashuvim kemes. The makar of a suma is from a pasuk. B'machshakakim hashivani kemes the oilam. So you see a suma is kemes. A mitzoyer is kemes because it says almoti hi kemes by mitzoyer. Engle bonim. Rachel said havali bonim v'mayin mes anoki. And what's the makar that oni is chashuv kemes? From over here by Dothan Vaviram. No, if you have a different hesber by Dothan Vaviram, you can rely on one of the earlier mentions chashuvim kemes. And under a chashiv is a meis, so then you don't have a raya that an ani is chashiv kemeis. So what's the raya? Maybe they became a mitzoyer, maybe they became a suma. So the Ran answers, it can't be that they were a mitzoyer or a suma, because it says later on by Dostan Vaviram that by Shirabenu, they tell Moshe Rabbeinu, ha'eni ha'anoshim tenakir, you're going to poke our eyes, that was still not going to come, by the fight with Korah. And mitzoyer, it says also by the fight with Korah, they were beker of Kol Yisrael, they were together with Kol Yisrael. If they were a mitzoyer, they wouldn't be beker of Kol Yisrael. Must be that they didn't become a mitzoyer and they didn't become a suma. The only thing left, you have to be mechadish a new birth, that only Yisrael can make it. Fret the Ran, what's the right? Maybe really they did become a mitzoyer. It says later that the Kerav called Yisrael by Matan Torah, everyone got healed. So maybe that's what happened. So if they don't, because by the Chet Egel, everyone got back. Anyone that was healed by the Chet Egel got back. So once again, it's clear that you can't say that Dothan Aviram at this point became Mitzrayim, because then it would be Mitzrayim later, because it came back, and then it would be the Kerav called Yisrael. Now there's one kash, it's a very hard question. We'll just say the Etzem Shtel. I want to go back to another Indian. There's a Mefarshim Mishnah in Nagoyim. Elu Nagoyim, there are certain Nagoyim that are not Matama. And one of them is neger shel lefnei matan Torah. A neger that's before matan Torah is not matama. Now, what does it mean a neger that's before matan Torah? It means he had the neger before matan Torah, and you still have it now. Since it was before matan Torah, it's not matama. How is the child such a mishnah? By matan Torah, it went away. Elamai, because it came back by chayte egel. Now you can clear. When it comes back by chayte egel, is that a new neger? Is that panim chadoshes ba'olakam? Or that's the original neger? If you want to say it's Panam Chadashas Ba'olakan, then it's never shy of the Mishnah of Mishiyesh Le'Nega Koy the Matan Torah. It went away and a new thing came. Elamai, shot of the Mishnah is that someone that had a Nega with the Matan Torah, and then it comes back, by the Chet the Ego, it's Yen and Nega still, and it's Einim Etama. So the Mishnah says it's not Metama, you're allowed to be care of Kol Yisrael. What's the Ran say? That it can't be they became Mitzrayim now, because otherwise it came back, then they wouldn't be care of Kol Yisrael. It's enough for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Negel of Neiman Torah doesn't have a din of Tumah. You're allowed to be care of Kol Yisrael. It doesn't have a din of Tumah. There's no din of Shiluach, Machanos. And to say that it's a new part of Chadoshes, so then the whole Mishnah is never negated, because it went away in the Matan Torah. Tachan of the Masachish Boinus, Abbas Mishpayis. I want to move on a little bit. The Maisa was saying, Kimesu Kol Anoshim Amavakshim Es Nashecha. So we spoke at that in Arba Chashuvim Kimeis. The Emes says all these Arba Chashuvim Kimeis are not able to be a Noisim. The Iker of Levin is to be able to give to someone else. And these four are not able to give. The Iker is seen as to Bonim. A Suma has to align other people he can't give. A Metzoyer is Bodod Yeshev. Mishe Oni. Hanesh Vastagev. Chashuvim Kimeis. Aber Kipshut der Kodesh Baruch Hu is telling them that they don't worry. Kimeis Ukol Anoshim Amavakshim Es Nafshech. Let's say Dotan Vavirim didn't die or didn't become a Niyim, so then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have to go. What's that? It's Klal Yisrael. You have to say it's Klal Yisrael. Shtei Toh that Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch was telling Moshe Rabbeinu, if you would be a Suffolk, then maybe there would be a Sakana for you, you wouldn't have to go. I'm being my dear you that there's no Sakana because they died. They're a Niyim. But if not, you don't have to put yourself into a Sakana to save someone. So the Emes Zidar Sameach talks about it. There's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says that someone that's in the Ir Miklat, that has to stay in the Ir Miklat to save himself. Afilu kol Yisroel. The Rambam brings another Sreitzeach, Perek Zayin, Alochaches. Afilu kol Yisroel, Tzrichim Yeshua Soi, Kizon Yoyev Ben Tzruya. Ein a Yoyev Misham. You don't have to put yourself into a Sakana. Zop to Ar Sameach, and the Meshach Chochma Vesem talks about it. You learn it out from over here. You learn it out from over here. But my son, I don't hear the Raya from over here. Over here, it's Pashat, there's a different Indian. Over here, it's a technical Indian. If Dothan Avinu is going to kill him, so then he's not going to save Klal Yisrael anyway. It's not a question of putting himself. The Matar is not going to be, it's not going to be done anyway. Now you have a Gantus Sugya at the end of Efshar Par Minut. The Mila of the by Moshe Rabbeinu, by Yiba Derech Bamoin, by Yitkisheyu Hashem, by Yivakish Hamisa. It came a Malach. Someone came. There's a different sheet in the Gemara. What exactly came? Abra Malach, or Af Vachem, if someone came, wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. So there's a Gantus Sugi there in the Torah. Taflam et Aleph, Taflam et Beis. Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha learns, there's a few sheets, so I want to tell you that. The Ikra Prot. Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha says, Shteito that Gedoy Lamila, that Moshe Rabbeinu had so many Sukhuyas, but he was Nichshel in Mila, and he was Chayiz Nisa. And they knew it was because of the Mila, because it swallowed him up from the top, and again from the bottom, exactly, he left it by the Mokam Mila. So they knew that because of the Mila. So Moshe Rabbeinu was Chayiz Mitzvah because of Mila. Azoy land Rabbi Shulam ben Karcha. That's the Ersh Tashita. Rabbi Yossi says no. Chas v'sholem Shemoshe Rabbeinu would be Nichshel and Mila. Ela kach omar. If I'm going to go on the derech now, it's going to be a sakana for the vlad. So therefore, he was mutter for him not to do Mila, because it was a sakana of the derech. He had to go on the derech. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavim to go. And it's a sakana. So then why was he punished? Mishum shenis asik b'molein p'chila. Vayiba derech b'molein. When he finally did have a chance, he was still busy taking care of the molein. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel has a third shita. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learns that loy the Moshe Rabbeinu bikesh satan lahare. The malach or the satan didn't want to kill Moshe Rabbeinu. It wanted to kill the baby. Rav Shimon ben Gamliel learns that the baby, the malach wanted to kill the baby. And Sipora came to save the baby. Now just to spell it back like this on the three sheets. Rav Yeshua ben Karach learns mamish kipshutai that they wanted to kill Moshe Rabbeinu because he was nichshel and mila. Fred de Marshaw and the Dorim over there. Mila is a mitzvah essay. Yechayiv misa for a bittul mitzvah essay. It's only a mitzvah essay. So the Marsha says two terutzim. One terut is Svivav Nisaramoi. Kadosh Baruch Hu was medaktok in Svivav Kichut Asayir. Taka! Moshe Rabbeinu, even for a bittel essay, is Chayim Misa. Another terut of the Marsha, since he's had the din of a Ben Noyach, by a Ben Noyach, he's Chayim Misa, as Halosim Zui Misosa. And this is very interesting. First of all, you see that he's going that they have a din of Ben Noyach. And also, Ben Noyach is Chayim Misa on the Sheva Mitzvahs Ben Noyach. Here we're talking about the mitzvah of Milas Bonov. The Marsha is saying that on the mitzvah of Milas Bonov, if a bittul mitzvah mila is chayiv misa by benoich. Also, I don't understand. Rabbi Shulam Karach says gedoy la mila. It's not because of the godless of mila. It's the godless that is chayiv misa because the benoich is chayiv misa on all of his azars. But the emes is another ha'ar on Rabbi Shulam Karach. We talked about until now the mitzvah's essay. Bittul mitzvah's essay is chayiv misa zozayim. Oh, but what about Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael has to become saved by Moshe Rabbeinu, and he was mevatel mila. So we're going to kill him now. What's with Klal Yisrael? Shteit amar tiki yisoy. The Gula doesn't happen like this. The Gula again, the Gula has to be. But if there's a veil over here, there's an Inyan, the famous Brisker Rav, the Mashiach, well, doesn't come on Shabbos. There's Issa Tchumen. He's a Lamala. So he's not allowed to come as Issa Tchumen. Issa Tchumen of a Klai so far, yeah. But Issa Tchumen, Adar Abonim, what's that? Mechanics. So here also, the Gevul is supposed to be, but if Moshe Rabbeinu was Nishma, Sekumta, Manoinish, Sekumta. That was the Shita of Rabbi Shua ben Karach. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel learned that the Malach wanted to kill the baby. Why did he want to kill the baby? So part of the Shabbat is an Oinish for Moshe Rabbeinu. Or there's another Nusach. You don't want to have Arla. We're trying to save Klal Yisrael now. The Gula has to be with Muhulim. You can't have an Arelim in the Mila. Oh, but it's a very interesting Shaila. It says that the Pyra went and did the Mila. And the Emet did a big Sugyan of the Zorah Daf Chav Zayin. How is the Pyra doing the Mila? Noshim are not able to do a Mila. Only a Mol, Himo, Himo. Only a Mol could do Mila. How could the Pyra do the Mila? So the Emet did a whole Sugyan of the Zorah Daf Chav Zayin. The Emet did Yerushalmi. It says that the Emet, it says afterwards, the Pyra, after she did it, it says, Vatagal Raglav. She threw it and it reached his feet. So one said is that it reached Moshe Rabbeinu's feet. That she said, Moshe Rabbeinu, you finish it off. Another man, the Omer, says, no, it went onto the kid. Either Leraglav means the Mokamila's Bain Raglav, or that she did it so quickly that she cut his feet also, she cut his leg. There's different shot in the Yerushalmi and the Dharmvi. But the one said, she talked and said, Moshe Rabbeinu should finish it. So there's a whole Shaila, how the fire was able to do it. Now, Bishlam, if the Malach is coming to kill Moshe Rabbeinu, so Moshe Rabbeinu was totally swallowed up. So the Pyra had to go, but she understood that it's because of the Mila, so she went and did it. But if the Malach is attacking the Tinoik, so why does the Pyra have to do the Mila? Let Moshe Rabbeinu do the Mila. Why do you have to avoid all three of Noshim the Mila? So there's a Rabbeinu Chananel, that's Meduik. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't here. According to Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel's shot, Moshe Rabbeinu already went to Mitzrayim, he sent the Pyra back with the baby, and the Malach attacked the Pyra and the baby. Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there by the story. It was only the Pyra and the baby. So she saw the baby was getting attacked, she did a Mila. So comes out of Chiddush, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't there. According to Rabbi Yossi learns that it was because of the sakon of the derech he didn't do mila. And this is a huge arichas. So we know has a din of a chai behem, v'loi shiyomis behem. But by Ben Noach there's no din of a chai behem. Why isn't Moshe Rabbeinu mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh for mila? The teretz is, Tyson Sanhedrin says that the emes misvar a person's not mechuyev to be Moshe Nefesh. The only reason you need b'chai behem is because since there's gimel averis chamuris, so I would think that shar mitzvahs also should be learned out from gimel averis chamuris. B'chai behem is megal and not. Aber misvara, you don't have to be moshe nefesh. There could be, there's other tzvot some of them, but efshem it wasn't with them. So.